Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second, the shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth, the DH, Mitchell Page. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tony Armas. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mike Edwards. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Keough covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Scott reaches second base with a double. Porter moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter scores. Scott moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Keogh covering, for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Armas. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Athletics, 3. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Steve Mingori now pitching. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scott is hit by the pitch. Porter moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross steps on third for one, throws to second for two, and on to first for the triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Revering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Freddie Patek now playing shortstop. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Milt Ramirez now playing second base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Todd now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Scott reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens is walked intentionally. Bob Lacey now pitching. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Porter scores. Scott moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's Royals, 5, Athletics, 5. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards short. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Al Raboski now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Page hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Page reaches third base with a triple. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-3 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.